Hello, world. Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I am your host, Stephanie, again with another solo pod. I just can't get some guests on. I guess people just don't like me. No, I'm just kidding. I was actually supposed to do a podcast with one of my friends. We were going to just talk about like relationships and everything, but she just couldn't do it last weekend, so I still wanted to get a podcast out, so that's why I'm going to do another solo one. I promise you I'll get another interesting guest on soon. I promise. Anyways, today I wanted to talk about suffering. Doesn't really sound like a great topic, does it? But trust me, the thing I want to talk about this is because suffering is necessary to any sort of journey you are on. I'm not just trying to sound really lame and be like, you know, everyone is on their own journey and, you know, this is your fitness journey, like follow my fitness journey. Like, I don't want to be someone like that. But I do think that we are all on some sort of path. And suffering is kind of necessary in a way, because without that suffering, without that challenge you're going to face whatever you're doing, like it can be fitness, it can be eating disorder recovery, it can be addiction, whatever recovery you're going through, it could be literally anything, it could be work. You know, the progression in your career, that journey, like for me, opening up a new business, there was a lot of suffering. There's a lot of struggling and challenges, but, you know, I needed to have that in order to grow. And I think a lot of the times when we are going through something, when we're starting something new or something gets hard, we often just complain. We will say, I don't want to do this. This sucks. Why me? And we really get caught up in that feeling of why me? Why is this happening? Everything bad always happens to me. Why can't anything just go right? Why can't it be easy? And the thing is that if things were so easy to attain, you know, like starting your own business, going on a fitness journey, prepping for a show, even like having a relationship, getting married, having babies, like all those things, if that was all so easy to do, then it wouldn't be as gratifying when you accomplish these things, right? When you have a successful marriage or relationship, when you have sex, I was gonna say sex. When you have a successful career, when you, you know, have a job that you just love, I guess that's career. But what I was gonna say is like when you pass in school, when you get your diploma, when you get your degree, like, you know, you had to go through some suffering and you had to go through some challenges. And once you complete that, it feels so good, and you reflect on those really hard times and those suffering, and you realize how grateful you are for it because it pushed you to be that stronger person you are today. So a lot of times I'm sharing things about my past, things I've gone through, challenges, and I get a lot of people telling me, like, oh my God, Steph, I didn't know that happened to you. I hope you're okay, and I'm so sorry. That's so rough. And it's like, don't be sorry for me. I share these things because I want people to know that it's okay to not be okay. And I've gone through some things, and maybe that can make you feel not alone in your journey, whatever it is that you're trying to do. And know that, like, people struggle. And not everything comes easy. Even if you would look at me, you would think, like, I have it all. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I'm not trying to be cocky or anything or conceited, but I think from the outside, if you didn't know me and you just saw some of my Instagram pictures, you'd be like, oh, look, she's into fitness. She's a coach. Like, she's done shows. Like, she has a boyfriend. Like, she has it all. And it's like, you don't really know what that person has gone through to get to that point. And even to say that about myself, it sounds super freaking weird because I don't feel that way about myself at all. I suffer with imposter syndrome, and I don't see myself as that type of person. Like, even sometimes calling myself a coach or someone for people to look up to, like, that sounds so weird to me. And like, is that ever going to be normal? I don't know. Yeah, that's crazy to think about. Where was I going with this? Yeah, so you just don't know what someone has gone through. And like I said, I don't tell my story and the things I've gone through for sympathy. I tell it so that people can relate to it, so they feel not alone, so they know that they can reach out to me if they need help, and I'm not going to judge you. It's the last thing I want to do for anyone. And I don't want to make people worse either. And I'm not a therapist. I'm not a dietitian. I'm a holistic nutritionist. I'm a personal trainer. And I really try to stay in that scope. And I just try to give you guys knowledge, right? I just want to give you scientific knowledge of what I know. And I want to lead you guys in the right way. Sometimes I get things wrong. And that's okay. I'm human. Before, if I got something wrong, I'd be super embarrassed. Sometimes, actually, when I look back at some of my posts that I've written, I already feel a little bit different, even if it was last year. I'm like, oh my gosh, what was I saying? And that's okay too. You know, you're allowed to change. You're allowed to be a different person each and every single day. What you were yesterday, what you believed yesterday, if that changes today, I'm telling you, it's okay to do that. You know, we are growing all the time. We're changing our perspectives all the time. Like, would you really want to be who you were 10 years ago? Like, I think about me at 18 or 19. Would I really want to be that same person with the same outlook on life, with the same, like, goals and things that I wanted? Hell no. I didn't even know what I wanted. All I knew was I wanted to get drunk and party on the weekends and eat a lot of pizza. I mean, that still sounds a little appetizing, the pizza part. I don't drink anymore, but I mean, yeah, that still kind of sounds fun, but I definitely have more priorities right now. And I've changed a lot in the 10 years. Like, thank God I've changed. Like, that would be really upsetting if I didn't change at all. But I think sometimes, especially when we think about relationships, because I did want to talk about relationships this past week, is that sometimes when you meet someone, and then as you guys grow together, sometimes I feel like one partner is going to mourn who you used to be, or expects you to do things that you used to do, or expects you to have the same outlook or morals or values that you used to, or said you used to say this, and be like, why are you changing your mind? And I feel like sometimes it's really hard when you're in a relationship to realize someone's changing. And I think you either have a chance right there to change with them and grow with them and kind of change your perspectives and values, or you separate. And that's okay. You can separate. You don't have to grow. Or you don't have to grow in the same direction, you know? Like, you can change in different ways, and you can, if your morals and values don't line up anymore, then, you know, maybe it's time to move on. And that's the same with your career, too. You don't have to be stuck in a career just because, you know, you're like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I went to school for this, so this is what I have to do. If something else is calling you, not to sound like lame, but if something else is, you know, pulling you into that direction, I truly believe that you need to go in that direction and just try it out. And it's okay if you fail. It's okay if it doesn't work out right away. And obviously, saying this is totally a privilege, and I'm aware of that. I know that it's not that easy just to do things that you love. You know, you have families, finances, a house, a car, you know, you have bills to pay. We're in a freaking pandemic, you know, people have already lost their jobs. You might not be able to be so choosy, but I do still think that even if that's all true, I think you should still go into your passions, even if it's not going to make you money, still try. Because if you don't try, you'll never know. And even if there is suffering, even if there is times that you have to go on EI or, you know, be really tight with your money, if you really, really want something, I believe this, if you really want something and you're willing to go through those struggles and suffering, then good things are going to come. They are. And if you work hard enough, I truly believe, like, if you work hard enough and you really want this thing in your life, like, success is going to come. And it might not come in the way that you expect, you know? So, for instance, I worked hard for many years in bodybuilding. I wanted to be a professional bodybuilder. Guess what? I've done 8 shows. It's not really a lot when you think of competitors. Some competitors do 8 shows in a year. But, you know, I'm not professional bodybuilder yet, and that's okay. It has really opened me up to other things, and I've had success in other ways that weren't just competing. So even though I had this really big goal and I really wanted to do this and I really wanted to be a pro bodybuilder, and it didn't happen, and COVID happened, and I was supposed to do nationals, but that didn't happen, that's okay. There's so much more that came out of me working hard and being consistent, you know. I learned for myself that I am capable of so much. When I go through a prep, I learn a little bit more about myself each time. I learned that I am able to be disciplined and dedicated. And I don't know, when I'm prepping, I'm just like so good at multitasking. When I have more stuff on my plate, I just have to level up. When I have too much time, I tend to be more lazy. Is that just me? I don't know. But yeah, if I have too much time, for some reason I just put off everything. But when I'm short on time, I'm just like super productive, and I don't know, I guess I just strive in stressful situations, even though I hate it and I complain, but I still like it. I don't know, I like being busy. I hate being bored. That's my thing, I hate being bored. And that goes into so much other things, because being bored, you know, before would mean me drinking more, would mean me being going into more disordered behaviors with my eating. Being bored meant I had to be with my thoughts, and that's used to be extremely scary for me, being in my own thoughts. Oh my god, I'm on a tangent. Literally, this was all supposed to just be about suffering. But you know me, I like to go on my tangents, and I'm so grateful for everyone that listens to my tangents. Yeah. Suffering. It's just a matter of life, and suffering is necessary in order to have success, to have happiness. You have to suffer in order to have happiness. Do I mean you have to have extremely traumatic events all the time? No. What I mean is that there is a level of suffering that all humans go through. That could be feeling hungry. That could be feeling a little bit of pain. That could be, you know, something traumatic happening. That could mean feeling a little depressed, feeling a little bit sad, feeling a little anxious. All of those things are like kind of a form of suffering, and we all go through that. You know, we all don't have disorders and diseases, but we all from some level have felt sad, felt uncomfortable, you know, have had discomfort in our body, either it be physically or mentally. And that's important, because if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be able to realize what happiness truly is, right? We wouldn't be able to feel that happiness. And I think it's important to not shy away from suffering, because it's just the matter of life. Like, that's what's going to happen, like you're going to suffer. And I think knowing that and being prepared for it can kind of ease the blow a little bit. I think the problem is that we get stuck. We get stuck in the suffering, right? So there was this thing about emotions that I think I was like in this class when I was doing therapy. So they had like these little courses you could do, these online classes. Anyways, they were talking about emotions, and they say that like emotions actually only last a few seconds. like a feeling, like literally just lasts a few seconds or whatever. An emotion lasts maybe a couple minutes, I guess. Maybe that's what it was. And then like anything longer than that, it's no longer an emotion or a feeling. It is a mood. So we get into a mood, right? So we just kind of ruminate in our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings, and we keep replaying them, and we make a mood out of it. And then we get stuck in that. We get stuck in that, right? So I think that's kind of the difference. Like, yes, you're supposed to suffer and things are going to be hard and we're not always going to be happy. But like, try not to be stuck in that, right? So don't be stuck in that emotion or feeling, you know, don't turn it into a mood, right? So kind of go with the emotions, let them flow through you. I know it's easier said than done, but like, you know, great things to do is running, exercising, doing some sort of yoga, maybe just writing, maybe listening to a song, singing it out, you know, kind of helping with that emotion just go through you. Because when you don't, those emotions get stuck in your body in certain places. And if you want to think of like a holistic approach, these emotions are getting stuck in certain places, and they could get stuck in certain organs or, you know, certain parts of our body. And this could create disease, this could create discomfort, inflammation, right? So if we can really think about it like in that, you know, have you ever been really stressed out and then all of a sudden your back hurts? There's a reason, you know? There's a reason for why we feel these certain emotions and certain pains and aches in our bodies. They're all related, right? So you have to let those emotions run free, let them come out of your body, do stuff to de-stress yourself, and it's okay to suffer and know that you can't always be happy. And if there was no suffering, there really wouldn't be any happiness. And if there was no darkness, there would be no light, right? Yeah, so that's what I want to talk about today. Thanks for listening. If you're doing cardio or something like that, hopefully this kind of passed the time for you. Maybe it's the first thing in the morning or something, and you just needed something to pick you up, and you just wanted to hear my lovely voice. Or you just want to hear me laugh about myself and hear me just rant. Thank you. I truly appreciate it. And yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll chat soon, and hopefully I'll have a guest on soon. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is @astepabovetherest. Make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.